Welcome to Ignite with Tito Idakola. This is a podcast where I share everything about faith, motherhood, and all that God is doing. I hope that as you listen to this podcast, you left feeling inspired, you're left feeling hopeful, and remember that God loves you and you're valuable. Thank you for listening. And if this is your first time, please remember to subscribe. If you've been listening for a while and you haven't subscribed before, please subscribe. Thank you again. Okay, so it was my birthday just a week ago, and I just wanted to say thank you again to everyone for all the birthday love. It was such a special day. Like, all the love I received was amazing. Got quite a few gifts, made new friends. Some people even sent me money. It was incredible. Like, I felt very pampered and very loved, and it was like a massive hug from heaven. I don't think I expected to enjoy the birthday as much as I did, because obviously, as I shared my last episode, I'd quit my job about 2-3 months now, and I always just felt like there was a guilt attached to that, because how do you quit your job? I mean, so obviously birthdays, don't try to celebrate it, because hey, be humble. But I think God just really showed me that he was in it, and it was just a very reassuring, comforting time, and I'm just so grateful I had that experience. It was really, really a good birthday. On the actual birthday, I took the kids to the park with a new friend. That was really lovely. If you're in Cambridge, you should check out Jolly Jollof on Deliveroo. A friend of ours, our new friend, started his food business. He's Nigerian, and it just felt like there was Nigerian food lacking in Cambridge. So he started that, which I think was really cool. So check that out. And I was hanging out with them on my birthday, and they were so sweet. Got me flowers, got me chocolate, got me a lovely card. Anyway, that's all the birthday updates. And then the day after, Bez and I went to dinner as well, which was also a gift again. Yeah, so good birthday, good birthday, good birthday. Shout out to my husband and the kids for making me feel like an absolute princess or queen that I am. It was really great. The kids kept saying, "Mommy, don't do anything today. Just chill. It's your birthday. You don't need to do anything." But for some reason, I decided I wanted to make puff dough balls. And they were like, "Mommy, you shouldn't be doing it. Let daddy do it. Let daddy do it." And they said it so much. And I don't know what was going on. I was just a complete mess in the kitchen that eventually their dad had to take over. So that was really sweet. They really made me feel like it was my birthday and I shouldn't be doing anything at all. So yeah. But today, I really wanted to talk about like a follow-up on my previous post, because, you know, I talked about how I quit my job and all of that. But I think I got a few messages where people still needed clarity on my actual process to get into the point where I'm like, yes, I'm going to quit my job. I kind of felt like I knew why. I knew God was telling me to quit and I was able to do it. But I don't think I went into detail about the actual process and how, I don't want to say challenging, but, you know, there was a process to it. I didn't just think God is telling me to quit. You know, I had a few confirmations and all of that, but I'm going to go into detail about how I went into getting the confirmation and the clarity I needed to be sure. I know it's crazy. Even when you think you're sure, there are sometimes doubts, right? There are sometimes doubts of, am I sure? Am I doing the right thing? You know, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm assuming wrong? And all of that, those questions come up. And in the midst of that, people are coming with opinions and thoughts. And you're like, okay, and ideas. So it can get a bit tricky. And I just want you to know that doubts are very normal. So the first thing I did was, I've always journaled. So when I journal normally in my quiet time, and what happened was, this particular day, I'm journaling just, you know, quiet time with God. And I'm just writing, and it just, I just found myself writing, "Resign your job in December." What? It came from nowhere. I felt so blindsided. And I'm laughing now because I was reading my journal the other day and I saw where I wrote that. And I was just like, what? literally it felt like it was coming from nowhere. People had just been made redundant, as I shared in my last episode, and my job had been saved, so I had no reason to quit. And just seeing the first time God said, you're going to resign in December, and I was just like, okay. But the other thing I saw in my journal was all the places I wrote, God, are you sure? God, is this my mind? Please, I need one more confirmation. There was even one where I wrote, oh Lord, I need one more confirmation. And then I put a smiley face. I felt very Gideon-like. You know, the story of Gideon, when the angel came and said, you're a mighty man of valor. You're going to be the one to help your people find freedom and all of that. And Gideon just kept saying, God, if it's you, show me, do this. If it's you, do this. If, you know, he needed a few confirmations. And I did that. I just kept saying, God, like, I showed you my journal. All the times I'm like, God, are you sure this is what you're saying? Am I hearing you right? You know, is this my mind? Like, I asked for quite a few confirmations. So I think it's okay to also tell God, God, hey, I'm afraid. Like, this thing you're telling me to do, I'm not sure it makes sense. And it's okay to take you back and ask again and again and again, you know, until you have peace with it. So yeah, so just journaling as the thoughts are coming is so important as a first step. I don't know if it's a first step or as a step. The other thing I did was, when I was kind of sure that God was saying it, I also then spoke to two ladies. Those conversations really stayed in my mind. I first spoke to Shoppe of Visibility. She's a career strategist. She's really amazing. And I had heard from a mutual friend of ours that she left a very successful corporate job. I'm telling you, this girl is like, this lady is like a boss babe, right? She left that job to focus on helping women find success in their careers and helping them to identify where they want to go. Just help women to walk in their full purpose and in their power. Basically, I'm sure she has better ways of saying it, but that's what she does. But I thought, wow, how could you leave a very lucrative job to start this? So I asked to speak with her, and she was so gracious and so kind. And I remember when we met, she said to me, there's so many people like you're keeping hostage, like God is calling you to so many people and you're wasting time. That's what she said to me. They said, you're wasting time. And you need to move, because I see people in shackles and God has called you to be one of the people to help them break free. Now, it's not like if I chose not to obey, God will find other people, right? You know how to say, even if you don't praise God, the stones will. Like, it doesn't need me. But that was one thing he was calling me to. And she was just like, you're being called to women that need you, and you need to be bold in this. And so talking to her and hearing her journey and how she finally got to the place where it was so obvious she had to leave the job, you know, where she almost felt like she had no choice anymore, it was really interesting to see the parallel between our stories. So having that conversation really helped. And then she offered me a great strategy session. I think we're talking for about three, four hours. And, you know, we recorded it and it was on YouTube. So I've been able to go back to that conversation. And I'm just so grateful for her. And she gifted me this session that she normally charges like thousands of pounds for. And she was like, she wanted to sew it into what God was calling me to, because she was so sure of it. So she really spoke over my life in a way that I really needed. So that was incredible. And then the other person I spoke to was a very dear friend of mine, Omotayo, and she was offering these clarity sessions for creatives. I struggle to call myself a creative because I don't think I am. You know, I'm not very arty or anything. And I think sometimes I limit creativity in that way. Like, I'm not a visual person. So I forget that words is also creative expression. Anyway, so she was offering these, Omotayo was offering these free clarity sessions. And I booked one. And this ended up being such a healing session, because at the time I booked, I was very frustrated. I was struggling. I really, really struggled with the decision to quit my job. It wasn't an easy decision by any shape, means, or form. It was also one of those decisions that made no sense, right? And I realized at some point I was numb about it because I just didn't understand why God was making me do this. And at that point, it was also telling me what I was supposed to do. And there was no clarity. So I was just numb. I was just floating because I just was struggling. And I think I was afraid. Like, what's the future going to look like if I left this job? Especially because I really was proud of the fact that I could get that job. So I sat with Omotayo and we're just talking and I was trying to get clarity. But what ended up happening was that I needed a release. I cried in that session because a part of me needed to be healed because I had to address the fears I had about leaving a good job to almost feel like I was starting again and, you know, to go into something that I wasn't sure how I was going to provide, you know, how it was a source of income. I just did not know. And in speaking to Omotayo, I had to address a lot of my fears. I also got the clarity, and I remember reading this once again in my journal, where I said, from my conversation with Omotayo, it feels like it's obvious that God has not changed what he's always said. It's the same thing. There is no big, oh, leave your job to go and do this big thing. There was no big thing. It was still going to just be the same thing that I used to do before that I thought I wasn't doing anymore, you know. And I got so much clarity from that. And I think that's the one thing I would really advise for you. Like, when God is telling you something and you're afraid, you need to be honest with yourself about what your fear is. I didn't put that in my blog post, but I'm saying this to someone. Be very obvious, honest about what your fear is. Is it the fear of failure? Is it the fear of lack? Is it the fear of judgment or rejection? What are your fears? Because when you can look at those fears in the face and address them, it helps you to then move forward. You can then move past it. Otherwise, it creates a blockage. You know, and for me, I was blocked until I had to have that conversation. And I cried. And I think there was one time I was crying so hard, I literally had to record myself, like, you need to record this because one day you're going to share the story of how you were crying. So when I'm talking about this thing, I'm not making it seem like it's an easy decision. I'm being very honest to say I cried a lot. It was tough. I'm thankful to God because in speaking to those two women, God really used them to speak to me. So thank you again, Omotayo and Chape. The other thing, I remember Chape saying that before she, like when she had, God had been telling her to quit for a while, but she wanted to have a plan financially, right? So she made sure that she knew that she could be okay for how long she could be okay, how long she could survive. And that really helped me because sometimes you're like, oh, I know it's going to be tough, but you don't have a clue how tough it's going to be. But we'll talk about, I assumed it was going to be tough. I'll correct myself later. But then my husband and I had to sit down and go, okay, we're removing this chunk of income. What do we have left? How do we survive? What do we need in each month to survive? You know, what do the kids need each month to survive? We had to just be obvious and look at the numbers, look at, you know, just the choices we had to make, what was priority and what was not. We just had to have that honest, uncomfortable conversation. I know in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus is saying to them, oh, sorry, Luke chapter 14. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Wouldn't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Wouldn't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000. If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciples. I think we had to really count the costs. If we're giving this up, what is the cost of it? Because it was going to cost something. It was going to cost reputation. It was going to cost validation. It was going to cost comfort. It was going to cost a lot of different things I can't even go into. It was going to cost us. And so we had to have that conversation of what God said to give it up. And so what does that look like? And, you know, just be honest about it. Oh, I used to do some things before, I can't do anymore. How can I save money? Do I really need this? Do the kids really need that? Where else can I? Guys, maybe I'll do a post on being really resourceful. But for example, instead of buying clothes that I really like full price, I'll go on Vinted and buy. And I'm not buying used clothes, I'm still buying new clothes. But instead of buying it from the store, I'm buying from somebody else that maybe doesn't need it. So, you know, I just had to be resourceful, even for the kids, for myself. How do I look cute on a budget? You know, oh, I got so resourceful. Like, sometimes I'm like, you know what? I mean, I can buy this snack, but I could also make it. I learned to make snacks for my kids. I started baking more, started cooking more. You know, I've just learned to be resourceful, and it's just been incredible as well. So just planning is very important. Count the cost. Oh, if God is telling me to do this, what does it look like? And guess what? When you count the cost, like when we're doing our budgets, I'm like, even what we have, I don't know. But oh, God is so kind. I think this one, the next thing to really, really do is to be so deliberate about building your intimate relationship with God. I think most of us, we yo-yo in our relationship, right? There are times when you're on fire, you're seeking God's face all the time, you wake up in the morning, it's God. But sometimes when things are not going great, you kind of just you keep God at a distance, especially when maybe you've prayed for something, you don't have it the way you want, so you're like, oh God, you've not answered my prayer. So you keep God at a distance, but you still want God to answer your prayer, but you're trying to do your own thing, but you're trying to ask God, what are you doing? But you're not really asking God, because what you're trying to say is, God, tell me what you, give me what I want. So this relationship just gets really weird. So when I say build your relationship, I just mean that understand that you can't get from God if you keep God at a distance, because how would you hear what he's saying? How would you know where he's leading you to? How would you find your peace? How would you find direction and clarity if you're keeping God at a distance because you don't like what he's saying? For me, I remember when I think I was getting closer, I think after my session with my mother, I said, you know what? And I was watching a video by, oh, there was a testimony by some man, James. I forgot his name, but this testimony about how he used to be a warlock and everything. Crazy testimony on YouTube. And I remember him saying that sometimes you need to create new patterns and, you know, praying for 21 days or something along those lines. And this was around the time when I was already struggling. Like, okay, God, what are you saying? I mean, I prayed already, but I needed something. I needed to go deeper. So I said for 21 days, between the hours of 12 and, was it 3? I would go to a quiet place and just pray. I mean, 12 and 3 in the morning, by the way, for 21 days. I just would get up, find my way to the back, and just sit down there and meditate. Sometimes I'll just read the Bible. Sometimes I'll worship. Sometimes I would pray. Sometimes I'll just sit quietly, not doing anything. If I'm honest, sometimes I actually just fell asleep. I just fell asleep. But I remember Bill Johnson saying that he never gets mad at his kids for falling asleep on his lap. So it's like, even if you're thinking you fall asleep in God's presence. That gave me such comfort. So I literally sometimes fell asleep. And I'll just wake up and I'll just feel refreshed. And I'll never have some dream or whatever. And God was so kind. I don't even know how I did it, because we work with the kids, with everything. But I was like, I need to know. And so a lot of things I was journaling. But you know what's interesting? I don't even think it was a clear case of this is what you're going to do after. It was just a piece. I think it just helped me to realign my focus, to shift my focus. And like, you know what? It's about you, Lord. And just to focus on God as opposed to how I felt about something. It really released me of a lot of my anxieties and fears. So I will say, be very deliberate in building that relationship, because that's where you're going to find your strength, your direction, your peace. And, you know, that's where you'll find answers as well. And I remember later on, I always go back to my journal. In fact, I don't think I can give you a better suggestion than a journal. But I remember reading my journal, just, I was going through it a lot. So that's why I keep referring to it. But I remember saying that I wrote in that season that, stop saying it's going to be hard. I'm going to give you ease. And it won't be hard. That's what God said to me. And I think when I look back at like my birthday, which was a very key moment for me, when I thought, oh, this is one of those times when I'll be like, oh, I wish I didn't leave this job. God showed me that when I said it won't be hard, I meant it, because I literally was walking in, and I have been walking in abundance since then and even before, you know. So, yeah, that intimate relationship, like if you're getting really frustrated, just go and sit at the Father's feet. Just say, Abba, I am here. You know how he said to Martha when she was saying, oh, Martha is meant to be working, Mary is meant to be working with me. And he said, Martha, Mary has found the one thing. And that was because Mary sat at his feet and just listened to him. She just soaked him in, just was focused on Jesus, eyes on Christ. I think that's so key when you're looking for answers. And that answer might not come at that moment, but there is something it does to you, where it just forces you to yield and to surrender. And when you stop seeing God as some kind of ATM machine, but as a father that you have a relationship with. Why 21 days? It says, they always say that it takes 21 days to build a habit, I guess. So yeah, at least 21 days. I think the other thing that's really helped me is that I joined Bible study with some amazing women. We started it 2 years ago now. I started it, then I got overwhelmed and couldn't join, but the ladies just stepped up and took it on. Thank you, KJ. Thank you, Funola. Thank you, Gabby, Patricia. Like, you know, Ife. Oh, but anyway, don't let me tell you all their names, but yeah. Bukola. Anyway, they just took it on. And so even when I stopped joining that often because I was so overwhelmed, they never stopped. So I started joining again, even before the whole leave your job thing. I just started joining because I had a bit more capacity. And I just found it so comforting because we'll talk about the Bible, we'll ask questions. You know, people ask questions, people will bring insights. It was just refreshing to see people hungry for the word of God to grow in knowledge, to grow in wisdom, to make God the focus of our lives, right? And to our spiritual growth. So doing that also has just been such a blessing for me. In fact, over the past 7 days, we were literally fasting and praying every single day. And then we would pray in the morning. We'd pray. Like, you know, it just fellowship of other women, other believers, a safe space was really key. And I think everybody needs that. So if you're not fellowshipping with anybody, you need to find a group of women. And you're like, guys, let's do this thing together. Let's explore the word of God. Let's grow. You know, share messages with each other that inspire you. Be deliberate about growing with other believers, about corporate growth. It's so important. And because there's also the tendency to want to isolate yourself because you don't know what's going on. But even don't do that. Like, fellowship with other people. Make sure you do something. So for us, we do Bible study every week, and it's just amazing. In fact, I'm recording this after Bible study, and I'm glad. I feel so refreshed. Also, I already talked about this, about sharing messages, but honestly, one thing I love to listen to teachings on YouTube. Some of my favorite preachers right now, Bill Johnson, Stephanie Ike, Apostle Joshua Selman, Pastor Podu, who else am I listening to? Anyway, those four. Of course, Andrew Womack is always a favorite. So I listen. And what was interesting was that as I was listening, every one of them was kind of saying the same thing about like obedience and how they would share stories about how God made them do some hard things. I think Stephanie K was talking about when God told her to leave her job. And I was just like, oh, God, I hear you. And at the same time, I was studying Abraham's life. So it was just so aligned and it was so loud what God was saying. But I had to, I really find that God would use messages randomly to just speak to you in that season. So I would suggest, you know, just listen to messages. Don't try to figure it out from thin air. The answers are in God. And when you find, you know, when you say, when you seek me all your heart, you will find me. Honestly, you will find the answers in God. If all you find is God as you're seeking the answers, that's even more brilliant. Because what you'll find is that God is the source of everything. So what you find is your relationship with him, your faith in him, your trust in him, the fact that he loves you, the fact that he cares. If that's what you find in that season, then that's incredible. And I sometimes called seasons like this wilderness seasons, where you're like, what's going on? And I was reading in Deuteronomy, yeah, where God was saying to them that I took you through the wilderness to test what was in your hearts. Sometimes is when we're going through this type of quiet season that you find that your faith in God is not that strong, your trust in God is not that strong, your hope in God is not that strong. And those are the times when you refine and you can reconnect and you can rebuild as well. So yeah, listen to messages, study your Bible, everything always aligns. Also, show up where you are and how you can. Show up where you are and how you can. If, for me, I was working and I knew that I was leaving. I knew God started talking to me about leaving in October and then he told me to resign in December. Honestly, the moment God said to me, I knew I was going to do it, but I still had to be, you know, push back a little bit. Am I sure? Am I sure? Because after you just say, God told me, no. You must doubt it. You must question it. You must struggle with it for some crazy reason, knowing fully well that this is what God is saying. But I made sure that I showed up at work. I made sure that my team felt my presence, that the projects I was on, I was taking it on board. I showed up. I remember, like, you know, you see Slack channels and the boss would be like, oh, well done, Tito, on this. I was showing up. Or, you know, even as of December when we're having our end of year party, I remember we had to nominate people for who brings the team together or whatever. I'd only been there for how many months at the time, but I remember, you know, being recognized for that, and I just thought, look at that. Like, I showed up. I didn't care that I wasn't gonna be there for long. I showed up in whatever way I could, you know. And then the other way I did what I could was that when I'd been asked to join the pastoral support team to volunteer for counseling women, and so that one too, I gave it everything. I volunteered happily. Not only did I do that, also I think Biz and I were roped into marriage courses in church, and roped into volunteering for that as well. And we'll show up every single day, every single week, like, you know. So we showed up and we did what we could, and I did what I could. And, you know, if you're a mom and that's it, then show up as a mom, enjoy your kids. Like, now I'm in my mommy season and my kids are eating good. You know, I try to keep the house clean because I have a bit more time. I do more than I could. I'm showing up here. I'm embracing where I am. And I'm just like, okay, what else can I do to add value? And it's interesting because recently a few opportunities have come for me that I wasn't even looking for. But it's just like, wherever you are, just add value. Whatever you're doing, do it well. I try to write as much on my blog as possible. I would say, if somebody even noticed, I was being more consistent on my YouTube page. I even have videos I've not posted on YouTube for whatever reason. I'm going to post everything. But I was just doing what I could because that's what, I didn't know what was next. Do you know what I mean? So where I was, I showed up and I did what I could. So just show up. During the season of waiting, you know, just make sure you're doing the things available to you to do, available, that you're doing it very well. Do it very well. Add value. Be a blessing, you know, in whatever way. So yeah, that's something else. And look, the last thing I want to talk about is just how you keep your energy. Oh gosh. I'm not someone that normally blocks people on Instagram, but I blocked people. Not now. Those ones, they really annoyed me. I blocked them because I just felt like there was some negative energy and I wasn't going to let anybody suck my energy. And not only that, there are also people I've muted, I've unfollowed. You know, when I was like, why am I following this page? Why am I following the Shade Room? What value is the Shade Room adding to my life? Why do I care what Insta blog is posting? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's my business? So I just found myself unfollowing so many pages, muting unnecessary pages, because I just thought, no, this is not edifying me. It's not adding value to my life. It's not making me better. I'm just getting stuck here watching things that are not adding value to my life. So, you know, I just purged all of that. And, you know, I even took breaks from social media when I had to. Everybody knows I have a love relationship with social media. But now in this season, I'm so aware of what I'm supposed to do with it as a tool, right? Shekwe was teasing me and she said that you have almost 35,000 followers. And those are people that you've just kept there, on not engaging them, not talking to them, just people looking. And then what's the point of all these people following if you're not going to add value to their lives? So I'm so aware of what my social media is for now, unlike before, where I was just like, okay, I'm not using it anymore, not in the way I was using it in Nigeria, I'm not an influencer anymore, I don't know if I can share stories. You know, it was just a struggle, right? Just with work and everything. But now I'm like, okay, this is what it's used for. But when I couldn't tell, I took a break. But I also just think, just generally, keep your energy positive. Go for walks. Oh, yes, that's something else I used to do. I used to go for early morning walks. I'll leave my house at like 5:30, 6 a.m. in the morning. I did the, how many steps? 10K steps, 10K walk for SANS, which is a charity that supports families that have experienced baby loss and miscarriages and all of that. I did a walk for them to raise funding. I had a goal. You know, it wasn't a big goal. I think my goal was 150 and ended up making like almost £200 for the charity, which was great. So I did things like that. I was always walking, prayer walks. So I was walking, I was praying, getting my head, just making sure that I was building my mentally, I was filling myself up, you know. And I think that's something that is so important. What brings you joy? Even if you can't do everything, pick one thing. Walking is amazing. It does great things for you. Just being outside, getting fresh air, it does amazing things for you. Journaling, talking to your friends. Try to be deliberate about nurturing the relationships around you. What is it that brings you joy? Fill yourself with that. Like just before my birthday, I kept saying to myself, I just want people around me. I just want people around me. And a few of my friends have been asking, Tito, when can we visit you? And so before my birthday, I was like, okay, you guys can finally come and visit. And I cooked for them. And I just liked the chaos of the kids. And it was just incredible. And it brought me so much joy, like so much joy. And so when they were saying thank you, I'm like, no, thank you, because this filled me up. What fuels you up? Do you like to cook for people? Do you like to help people? What is it? Do that thing, right? Just make sure that you're being as positive as you can, as well. I think that's really everything. I think the Bible verse I'm thinking about is Philippians 4:8, right? Like whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. What are you thinking about? What are you meditating on? What are you filling your spirit with? Be so deliberate. What are you watching? You know, even on Twitter now, I love Twitter because I'm a words person, right? But I see that now every other thing is like, there's a lot of nudity and a lot of curse words and stuff. And I'm like, and sometimes I find myself just a bit, I'm like, what's going on? And I find that these things are seeping into me. So even that, I'm like, I'm very, very careful. So yeah, what are you meditating on? What are you watching? What are you listening to? How are you edifying yourself? Honestly, be very deliberate about it. So yeah, so I think that's everything I had to say. But I would say this, if God is telling you to do something, just obey ASAP. Obey. Do it. Even if you're wrong, God is kind. It would readjust, you know. But do whatever God is telling you to do. You know, do it. You can hesitate a little bit, but make sure you do it. And honestly, if you're struggling with this, please book a coaching call with me. You can send me a message on here. But I think the link is also, I'll put it up somewhere. But yeah, book a coaching call. It's completely free. Donations are very much appreciated, but they're optional. You don't have to. But I'm here to help you as much as I can. If you enjoyed this podcast, but you don't want to be a paid subscriber, please be a free subscriber. That's amazing. And if you don't want to be a paid subscriber because, you don't want to be too committed, you can also buy me a coffee. Just to say hi, Tito. I enjoy your content. Thank you. Keep going as well. But thank you so much. Please continue to subscribe. Continue to listen. This was a bit longer than I anticipated. But I really hope that this helps someone that is struggling. Even if you're not struggling, I just hope it helps you in terms of making a decision and how to steps you can take when you're about to make a decision, or when you think God is telling you something, or when you're doubting yourself. I hope that this really helps you. And I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened in Jesus' name. And may you grow in spiritual wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Ignite with Tito. And we're still going. Yay. Bye.